I really appreciate Brandon, Joy, and Peter being willing to be silly with me for our special music today. You may have recognized it actually comes from the John Denver and the Muppets album, A Christmas Together. I love that album. It's one of my favorite parts of the holiday season. I listen to it all the time. It's a fun, lighthearted song that encourages generosity and giving in the holiday season. I do. We had the album on vinyl growing up, and it was one of my favorite things to pull out every... I've owned that thing on vinyl, on cassette, on CD, and digital, and now I stream it. Like, it's amazing how many forms that's come. It's actually the album that started the holiday season for my family every single year. You see, every year at Thanksgiving, we would decorate the Christmas tree, right? And so all the ornaments would get pulled out, the tree would be set up, and it would be ready for that moment. And my dad would say, okay, go put the Muppets on. And I'd get to run into the LP, lift it up, put the album on, and hit play. Except every year when I would volunteer to go put that record on the record player, I would put on a different record first. You see, when I was like 4 years old, my Aunt Bev gave me a gift. I actually think she gave it to me just to drive my dad crazy, as only siblings can do. She gave me the Pound Puppies Christmas album. Now, for those of you who weren't alive in the 80s or who didn't have a kid in the 80s, the Pound Puppies were a cartoon and stuffed animal craze featuring these lovable, laughable dogs who were, as the name implies, in the pound. Okay? And their Christmas album was half singing, half barking your Christmas favorites. It was awful. And I would listen to that album over and over and over. And so to start the holiday season, I'd be like, yes, I'll go put the Muppets on. And when I'd run into the room, and I would put on the Muppets, or the Pound Puppies first, and I could watch. And I would leave it playing just long enough to watch the vein on my dad's forehead start to throb. And then I'd take it off, and then I would put on John Denver. That was the official start of the Lorvik family Christmas, right? A little bit of bothering my dad, and then enjoying the Muppets. Every year after the Pound Puppy interruption, John Denver and the Muppets would officially start our holiday season together. Now, the very first track on the Muppet Christmas album was the 12 Days of Christmas. I love this, right? All the Muppets singing along. In fact, I wondered if we might be able to listen and enjoy it together today. So, Betsy, would you hit the song for me? Oh yeah, this is the family right here. It's got a great disco group. Okay, in true form, we will actually go to the 12 Days of Christmas now. If you know it, I invite you to join along in singing as well. Betsy, did you leave it on that track? It'll just automatically go to the next song. Which means we get to listen to the Pound Puppies twice. Imagine this for an hour on end, okay? I mean, brutal. Though their rendition of my favorite things is heartbreaking. Yes, indeed. There it is.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
birds, three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-lame,
five gold rings,
four calling birds, three French hens,
pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans are swimming,
six geese are laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Milking,
seven swans are swimming,
six geese are laying,
five gold rings, ba-dum-bum-bum,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping, eight maids a-milking,
seven swans are swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings, ba-dum-bum-bum,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping,
and lords a-leaping,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
ba-dum-bum-bum,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, big finish.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming,
and lords a-leaping,
seven swans are swimming,
six geese are laying,
five gold rings,
bum bum bum, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Nicely done. Even those of you like halfway in were like, oh, we're doing the whole thing? Yes, we were. I love it. Today we're celebrating the second day of Christmas. It's officially Two Turtle Doves Day at church. Now, there's a lot of fun stuff you can do with the 12 days of Christmas. One year, our neighbors in Nashville did a secret Santa thing where they left one of the gifts every single day for 12 days. They would ring our doorbell and they would run away. We had no idea who it was for like more than a week. There was a can of peaches one day. Then there were Dove chocolate turtles one day. And they kept adding little things all the way through until the 12th day. There were our neighbors standing there singing to us, and it was fantastic. Just on a side note, because this always blows my mind, if you were to buy all of the actual gifts, right, if you bought each one once, only one of the turtles, two of the doves, all the things, if you just bought each one day once, it would cost you $38,568.02 to get all of the things lined up. I think by the time you get to the maids of milking, it's a lot of payroll. If you bought each thing as it was sung, right? So by the time you get to it, you're talking 12 partridges, you're talking 11 pairs of doves, etc. The entire cumulative cost would be $175,610.11. And a total of 364 gifts. That's a lot of giving. Now, there's all sorts of mythology about the song as well. Oh, it's a secret Christmas code, and every single number and every single gift is a representation of the Bible story. That's totally not true. It's not. Someone made that up. At least it's not written that way. But as we find, people will apply meaning to all sorts of things, even if it wasn't there. But that's an entirely different sermon, isn't it? The biggest point of the song is quite simple, and it's one I want us to hear and celebrate today. Christmas is not over. Christmas has just begun. For months now, we've been accosted by it, right? The over-commercialization of Christmas. News reports claiming there's a war on Christmas. Christmas music that started, I don't know, back in like August on Cozy 101, right? Just, it's constant. We're like, okay, great, it's done now. I watch people on the 25th say, okay, it's done. And I find that annoying. I find that more annoying than my dad found the pound puppies. Christmas is not over. It is just beginning. You see, Advent, the season of waiting and preparing, was one thing. And it has now been replaced by Christmas. You see, I think that's a beautiful thing, that we step from one into the other. We can't just, however, get rid of Christmas. That doesn't work. You see, we used Advent to get ready for Christmas. We spent those weeks getting ready. Brandon, thank you for reminding us of that today. Right? That was part of the joy of getting ready. All of that preparation, the hope, peace, love, and joy was its own thing. And now it's Christmas, and I want Christmas. I want to be able to enjoy and have Christmas for what it is. All of that preparation, now, after a month of the world rushing around to get to it, everyone seems to want it to be over. That makes me sigh a very belabored sigh. If we did all that preparation and all that waiting and expecting, I want to enjoy it. The baby was just born. The angels just sang. The shepherds just showed up. Let's enjoy it for a few days. Maybe we could take 12. What do you say? Now, in 2 weeks, we're going to celebrate Epiphany. That's the arrival of the Magi. It's when we make our move from Christmas to something new. We will make that move. It's just not yet. That's in 2 weeks. The idea that Christmas lasts this whole time is quite an epiphany to some people. Sorry, bad pastor joke, but you got to work in that epiphany line somewhere. So between now and then, if we're not going to be giving each other outlandish gifts, a lot of birds. I don't know why there's so many birds. But if we're not going to be, what do we do with the 12 days? What do we do with these 12 days then to truly enjoy and get something out of Christmas? Well, I'm going to take my cues from Mary, the mother of Jesus. You can pick your own verse for today's sermon. You can either choose Luke 2:19 or Luke 2:51, because Mary's doing the same thing in both of them. You'll find the same words appearing. Some translations say ponder. Others say treasured. Y'all read them for us this morning. Mary committed these things to memory and treasured them, considered them carefully, pondered them in her heart. That's what we're invited to do for these coming days, that we might ponder, consider, and treasure the gift of Christmas. It's fun watching people sing the 12 days, right? We all get going with it, no problem. And about the time you're annoyed with the song is also about the time you start to wonder, wait, what was number 7? What was number 8? So Joey and Gracie, my kiddos, they know the 12 days of Christmas. We sing it all the time. Well, let me phrase, they sort of know it. They know numbers 1 through 5 like a pro. I mean, they can nail that ending. Numbers 6 through 9 are a little iffy. And I swear on 10, 11, and 12, they're just making stuff up. Right? Like 12 Legos playing. What did you? I don't have no clue what that is. But it's probably true for a lot of us, right? We don't say those top ones as often. We know the bottom ones because they get repeated so many times. That's why we never forget them. How could you not know the final few? This, for me, is sort of what Mary was doing. She was spending time repeating, revisiting, and holding so she wouldn't forget. We need 12 days of Christmas to get the message. We need 12 days of Christmas to get the meaning of Christmas into our hearts and our minds. I invite you to consider Christmas carefully, that we might ponder it and commit it to memory. And so I want to revisit some Christmas highlights for you. There was a lot of stuff, right? So let's revisit a couple things. I'm not going to sing it to you, but hear these. God loves you. God wants to be and has chosen to be with us. God can bring hope and love into the messiest parts of our lives, even if we haven't made room yet. God invites everyone to know peace and joy. These are messages that we need readily accessible year-round, right? Not just for a moment, not just for silent night. I mean, the silent nights we experience throughout the year, that special holy time, they offer opportunity and space for reflection, but it's honestly the not-so-silent nights, right? The crazy days, the exhausted in-between times that we really need these messages the most. So we need to hold on to them. Those messy in-between times, the not-so-silent nights, are when we need to remember that God loves us. that God wants to be and has chosen to be with us. That God can bring hope and love into the messiest parts of our lives, even when we haven't made room, and that God invites everyone to know peace and joy. I'm actually going to email these to you. If you're on the email list, you're going to get them today. If you're not on the email list, you go to the website, right on the homepage, it's like, add your name to the email list, and then you'll get it. Or heck, come see me after the service. I can put it on my phone immediately. And I say this because I want you to have these. I want you to see and know and remember them. I want you to commit these things to memory and ponder them. Because that's going to be a Christmas gift that will bless you the way God intended. It's the kind of Christmas gift you won't forget. So Merry Christmas, because God loves you. Merry Christmas, because God wants to be and has chosen to be with us. Merry Christmas, because God can bring love into the messiest parts of our lives, even if we haven't made room. And Merry Christmas, because God invites everyone to know peace and joy. Amen.